from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. The turnout today is actually, I have to admit, I am pleasantly surprised.
That's because you challenged everybody.
I did.
You were like, I dare you to show up.
The hotcakes are gone, guys.
Are all your autograph cards gone?
Baseball America. Prospect cards are gone.
That is amazing.
I think, you know what, Kevin, after this break, I'm going to give some Cowboys gear away.
You're going to start giving
some
stuff
away? Yeah, we'll give the Cowboys gear away.
I just gave away a Steve Walsh rookie card.
Mike's giving away Cowboys gear.
His 89 Pro Set design is fire. By the way, it is a shout-out Friday from the 214. Shout-out to my friend Nick, who is sober for 3 years today. It is a huge Mozzie Smith fan. Congratulations. I think a lot of us know how tough that can be. Congratulations to your buddy, Nick. Right now, we bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What's going on?
Well, you know, we just talked with Jerry, so hopefully we got you plenty of content going forward. That is always
listening.
My hope.
Okay,
listening. Good. Now, we've talked a lot about the offensive line. We talked a lot about the rookies. I was hoping you could dive back into Terrence Steele with us, because I know Terrence Steele has said a lot of good stuff when he's like, hey, I'm in year 5. I got a ton of reps under my belt. I'm excited. I feel like this was my best camp. So you're seeing the right things. He's saying the right things. What is our confidence level? What is your confidence level in Terrence Steele going into the year?
Yeah, he so from what we saw in training camp, I think it was night and day from last year.
I could see that.
Coming back from the ACL. So I think he has a lot more confidence in physically. And I just noticed he seemed to be moving better and moving with confidence. So, I think that he's back to where he was before he tore the ACL. Because I thought that season, up until then, I thought he was on his way to the Pro Bowl. I thought he was playing that well. Now, he'll never be the greatest pass blocker, but good enough. But he's a really good run blocker. And if you go back and look at their running stats before he got hurt and after he got hurt, it was dramatically different, at least for Ezekiel Elliott. Because before he got hurt, Zeke was averaging 4.2 yards a carry. Afterwards, it dropped into the low threes. Now, I don't know if that was, you know, a coincidence or if it was a consequence of him not being out there at right tackle. And if we remember, Tyron Smith had missed that whole season up until then, and then he moved to right tackle, which he hadn't played since 2012. So. I think he's back to where he was. Now we got to see in real games, right? But, you know, in the scrimmages, and I keep referring to, because you can practice, right? But when they scrimmaged the Rams, I thought that was a good barometer of where guys were.
And way more intense.
Yes. I mean, they were playing football, basically. Yeah. You know, they weren't tackling all out, but they were thumping up, and there were some pretty good hits. And there was no brother-lawing going on the offense and defensive line, like, hey, you going to back off? You know, I'll back off. And sometimes that happens in practice, I think.
Hey, Mickey, how concerned should I be about Kalen Carson?
Well, here, and I'm glad you asked, because I think we'll see a little bit more today. But it kind of brings up something that I've been talking about since Deron Bland went down.
It's that like, depth.
Okay, yes, because now your guy that you thought was your fourth corner is now starting. So who's the fourth corner? And on the roster right now, if you on the 53, what they're listing as cornerback was Israel Mukwamu and Andrew Booth. And Mukwamu basically had been playing like the backup in the slot. And, you know, Booth, you know, Minnesota gave up on him, second-round draft choice. So, you know, I was thinking, boy, that's kind of a scary situation. And now when you see that, and you know, maybe we'll get a better indication today of where Carson is. You know, and then what's the... Can you get maybe Josh Butler, maybe, because he's had a good training camp. You know, you can call up somebody from the practice squad. So I think that'll be another indication of what they think their depth is at cornerback, which I don't think there's much after you take the guy that was going to be the backup guy. Now he's starting, and if he can't play or one of the other guys can't play, what do you got? And you can only keep so many guys. So, yeah, I think that's a little bit of, you know, kind of a red flag that you got to keep an eye on. Now, same thing for the swing tackle thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome Richards right now. But then what after that? Well, let's go. And he hasn't hardly played at all. So those are my two kind of concerns heading forward with how the roster was structured.
Any concern, and I know Mike just asked Jerry about this, about how the running back by committee is going to work, or any idea of what you think it's going to look like? Because I know Jerry shouted out Rico Dowdle, obviously, in addition to Ezekiel Elliott. How do you think that running back committee by committee is going to work?
Yeah, I think a lot's going to have to do with maybe down in distance. It's going to have to do with what they're trying, you know, what formations they're in, what they're trying to accomplish on offense. I don't know that, and Mike keeps saying, you know, on after Friday they come up with some sort of plan on how many snaps they've got for the majority of the guys or what they try to get them. Well, you know, if Zeke's out there first, we'll see what happens. I think the key thing is who's out there last, if the game's still on the line, right?
So like the NBA Final Five.
Yeah, right. So you know, I don't, from just watching practice, you don't have a feel for it because they're practicing plays, right? And I'm not saying this is this guy's play and this is that guy's play, but I could see Zeke getting 15, 18. Carries. I don't see any reason why not. And I know everybody across the country's got concerns about this running back, but none of those people watch training camp, right? None of them saw what was going on. They're just going off the fact that, well, when Zeke was last with the Cowboys, well, I just give you an indication of why that running game went down at the end of that year in 2022. And, you know, he was somewhat productive with a really bad New England team. So if you sit there and you watch him run the ball in practice, he's zipping through holes. You know, he was running over people. So, you know, for sure, short yardage, goal line, red zone, but I think he gets a normal amount of carries to start the game, and then they'll switch it up on, you know, what they're trying to accomplish with whatever offensive formation they have.
I know we'll find out as the season goes along,
right.
But do you envision that 15 to 18 potentially being sustainable throughout the entirety of the season?
I see no reason why not. I mean, he's not 33, right?
Right.
29, and that's kind of on the border of when we've seen running backs kind of diminish. And, you know, there's exceptions. Emmitt Smith, you know, kept trugging along before the age caught up with him. But, yeah, I could see him being, you know, I don't want to say a workhorse, but a prominent member of that group. And it'll, you know, I'm anxious to see, you know, what everybody else is anxious to see, just how they're going to do it. Because even when, you know, after training camp, I mean, I saw how they rotated guys in and everything. But now when we get to watch practice, it's not football practice. It's, you know, drills and special teams and stuff like that. So this will be maybe the first indication of what we think they have in plan for this group. And then, you know, and I think they'll have a package there for Deuce Vaughn. To try to get him in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There in some instances. And don't forget about, you know, some end arounds with Kevontae Turpin. And don't forget that CD's been handed the ball, too, to kind of give some juice to the running game. Now, the quarterback's not going to run like the guy did last night, right?
Sure. Nobody does.
That's going to come back to haunt them at some point in his career. You can mark my words on that one.
I think that is probably fair. You said something really intriguing to me, Mickey, because this is why I'm also trying to figure out the running back situation? Because you were talking about the practices, a lot of them that we saw in Oxnard are, you know, they're maybe not as full speed as you want and everything. And earlier you were talking about, you know, Zeke kind of zipping through and everything. How do we balance what he was doing in practice versus, you know, we didn't get to see him in any preseason games or maybe more like realistic football conditions?
Yeah, and, you know, that's you know, the big question, because
sure,
and all I can judge it off more is the scrimmages against the Rams, and
okay,
I thought
yeah,
he looked
yeah.
really really well, and they were playing their first team defense in a lot of those situations, and I thought he looked like Zeke. Now we'll see. I mean, he's not out there on crutches.
No, he's not.
I mean, that is true.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I think everybody's, you know, just sent him out to pasture, and I don't see that.
I
and
admit,
you would
Mickey,
hope.
I am one of those people. I will admit to you, and I'll be glad
I can
to
tell.
Say I was
yeah.
I'll be glad to say I was wrong, but I'll admit I am one of those people.
Yeah, and I don't and I don't think they're to the point of they're fooling themselves. Right, and you know they. I think they looked at it and said, "Okay, he's still got something. You know, let's go." But what? I mean, and I forgot to look this up because I wanted to use it as an example for last night. Did Baltimore get $13 million worth out of Derrick Henry last night?
Man, there was a couple times where I thought it was going to look like that, but I understand your overall point.
After
for
that
sure.
first touchdown,
yeah.
I was like, well, that was nice.
Yeah, you could
like,
have
oh,
run through with that hole he had for that
yeah,
touchdown.
Yeah, it was
run through it, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't see him, like, bulldozing everybody over.
Yeah.
So, but it was $13 million a year for 3 years.
That's a lot.
You know, and the unfortunate thing is, you know, I know how everybody looks at this thing, but boy, that salary cap had a lot to do, and the salary cap, what they were going to have to deal with, it has a lot to do with, you know, some of the decisions they had to make because they couldn't afford to splurge on that. They couldn't afford to splurge on, you know, some of the big-time free agents, but they did bring in some free agents that are very large people on that defensive line, and just basically they're getting paid, you know, I think Joseph got the most, you know, guaranteed $2 million. The rest of them are on the veteran exception for $1.2 million. So I think they made the best of what was available, not that they just said, well, no, you know, we're not going to dabble in that. You know, it's not like Dabo Swinney saying, well, we're not going to, you know, participate in the transfer portal. I don't,
yeah, it
I
didn't
think
work out
that,
super well for him.
Yeah,
either,
yeah, yeah. For the first game, right? But yeah, so I think they were trying to make the best of what they had available, so they could pay CeeDee Lamb. So at point, you know, at some point, they can pay Dak Prescott and Micah Parsons. You know, and they already paid Trayvon Diggs, and look what the cornerback, you know, market has gone to now.
Sure. So, Mick, yesterday I warned you, so you can't be surprised.
I know.
Do you have a prediction
oh,
for us?
Here it comes.
For this game.
For this game.
This game.
So I love being out on a limb by myself, right? Because I know everybody's picking Cleveland. So I'm going to pick the Cowboys 23-20.
Okay, I like it. I like it.
I'm not convinced about that Cleveland offense at this point.
Me either.
Neither are
especially
neither
with
the
quarterback that's, you know,
yeah,
what he's played 12 games since 2021 or something like that. And yeah, let's see. And let's see what they got when, you know, they got to worry about their left tackle and they got to worry about their backup running back. So yeah, I think the key thing for the Cowboys will be did they fix that run defense? Did they fix the run defense against creditable teams? Because they didn't last year, and that was the downfall in all six games they lost. And so I think we'll get an opportunity to see that, because I'm sure Cleveland's sitting there going, Well, I remember the last time we played that team in 2020, and we ran for 5,000 yards on them. I exaggerate, but it was
But
it felt that way.
It was 300, right?
Yes, it was a ton. Mick, I'm looking forward to it. Sorry, we got to hit that break.
I know.
We'll talk with you again on Monday, good sir.
I'll be here.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. We're going to continue your Friday shout-outs coming up next, but also it is Forgiveness Friday. MLB First Pitches, Darius Slayton haters, and Big Soccer. Do any of these entities deserve Forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin.
Cristiano Ronaldo trying to become the first man to score in five different World Cups. And here is Ronaldo! And of course, he's done it!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon right here on 105.3 The Fan. You can sign up and enter our Dallas Cowboys ticket giveaway for that home opener for the Cowboys. And I know Corey in the break gave away some Cowboys swag. We've still got plenty more of that to do while we're broadcasting. And then G-Bag Nation will be here at Buffalo Wild Wings after us rolling home with you. It is also a shout-out Friday from the 972. Can I get a shout-out to Wiley Fire and Rescue? And that is from John in Wiley. Damn right. In fact, shout out to all the fire and rescue folks out there. Thank you guys for helping keep us safe or helping prevent situations from becoming even more disastrous. Now, you ready for some Forgiveness Friday?
Yes.
All right. Let's start with Big Soccer.
Instead of Little Soccer?
That's right.
So we're going overseas.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly correct. So, and I know this agitates soccer fans when I say this, but the biggest honor you can win in soccer is the Balloon Award. Now, soccer fans are very pleased about who wins the Balloon Award every single year. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Isn't it the Ballon d'Or?
It's the Ballon d'Or. Actually, I think it might even be like the Balloon d'Or.
I think balloon's fun anyway, so let's just do that.
Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, neither one of them are on the list of 30 players in the running for this for the first time since 2003. Now, Messi has won the balloon 8 times, where Ronaldo has won the balloon 5 times. So they won it 13 times in the last 20 seasons. They are not even on the finalists or semifinalists.
Erling Haaland.
Yes, he is.
See, look at me.
He did make it.
Mbappe?
Mbappe is on there as well.
Like, he changes team every 3 months, I feel like. I don't even know where in the world he is anymore.
Yeah, people think Davante Adams is unhappy in Las Vegas. Just check with Mbappe. He's like, what?
I honestly don't know any of
those. Killian Murphy?
That's an actor.
I was just throwing names out that you might not know.
Is there anybody on that team, the FC team?
On FC Dallas? No.
Christian. You couldn't even get us FC Dallas?
Christian Pulisic?
No, I was thinking of the FX show that the famous guy Deadpool does.
Welcome to Wrexham?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, on Wrexham. They're not up there yet, but it would be Paul Mullins probably.
Yeah.
Is it Pulisic, know. Captain America?
I don't see him on my short list.
I'll there's definitely zero people from the United States of America on this list.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
It's not Ted Lasso.
Roy Kent.
I heard that as well. He's a coach now.
Mm-hmm. All right, get to it. All right. I'm tired of soccer.
Okay. Well, guess what?
It's coming up at 2.
Our next story involves soccer and baseball. Now, NWSL player Croy Bethune was throwing out don't worry about it if you don't know who that is. She was throwing out the first pitch.
What's her name?
Croy.
Oh, Croy. I thought you said Troy. And I was there's a
Croy.
Girl named Troy.
C-R-O-I-X.
Okay.
She was throwing out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals game against the Yankees, which is, that's a neat, super neat honor and everything like that. Except, of course, for the fact that she tweaked her knee and now she will need season-ending surgery for a torn meniscus.
She threw that ball wrong.
She's
then.
Not on the team. What is, you said season-ending.
She's a soccer.
She's on the soccer team.
Yeah,
she's
a soccer player.
She's not out for the season for the Nationals. She's out for the season for her NWSL team.
Am I a bad listener?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
I heard every bit of what he was saying there.
Yeah.
But
I heard a girl named Troy at first, and I was like, that's confusing already.
Every once in a while, Mike, you're usually spot on when you look for corrections. But every once in a while, you say, I think this is confusing to the listener. And I was like, did you listen to the entire thing or jump in halfway through, and that's why you're confused?
Yeah. Well, maybe he is the average listener. Some of them are listening and then not listening and listening and not listening.
That's really going to hurt the team.
Well, no. I do think, though, she did something wrong.
Troy is good.
Did she slip? Did she slip when she threw this?
No.
You can't throw a baseball and hurt your knee.
She threw it regular.
It was ready to go out.
Yeah. I'm going to say that, it was already injured. Yeah. And she's trying to sue the Nationals for no good reason.
Yeah, I saw a girl.
I'm not aware of a lawsuit, just for the record, yet.
Yeah.
I saw a girl throw out a first pitch at the Ranger game, and she like did a whole flip and everything.
Yeah. Guess what happened to her knee?
Fine.
Perfect.
Yeah, she did way more athleticism than throw a baseball.
And she's from Plano.
She should have kicked the ball
there. I'm surprised when you say that, Mike, because knowing you, I feel like you would watch that pitch and go, yeah, well, great, that's a balk.
I asked Leslie McCaslin, because she is a cheerleader at UT. I was like, can you do that? And she's like, I could have done that. I can't do that anymore. She should have done something more crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she just did like this flip, which I could never do.
Right.
Sure.
So for most of us, we're like, hey, that's impossible.
Yeah.
How long do you think it would take you if you quit all of your jobs and just focused on trying to flip?
I would die.
One flip?
Just one flip.
Yeah, I would die before that. Like, if I tried my whole life. At this point, with my body and my belly and my back, I would end up dying before I accomplish that goal.
You're going to practice it on like at the foam pit, all right?
Yes.
You're going to be fine.
I don't think so.
Getting out of the foam pit's tough.
That is impossible.
My wife had a get-together in Austin with her friends from high school, and most of them were cheerleaders, and they had a good time, and they were trying to do old cheerleading stuff, and their body doesn't do it anymore. And so if their body used to be able to do it and it can't do it and probably never will be able to do it again, I never could do it, never could get close to doing it, and there's no way my body now could do it.
Now, are Darius Slayton haters, do they need to ask for forgiveness? Because remember yesterday we talked about the saga of Darius Slay,
yes,
who ran down the state and safety of Brazil where they're playing.
Which Jerry says is a fascinating place that now has credit.
Okay, look, I'm not going to lie. When he said that, I looked it up. When was Brazil started? And it was in 1822.
It's right around the time.
Yeah,
right
which is
time
56 that... years apart. But I was like, you know what? Close enough.
You know, if you take the history, like that's pretty close.
Yeah.
Seems like when Alexander Hamilton was doing his thing.
I did not expect a shout out to Brazil getting credit and Alexander Hamilton in our interview with Jerry Jones.
You
but
never
here
know.
We are. Darius Slayton put out a tweet. Dear people of Brazil, my name is Darius Slayton. I play wide receiver for the Giants. I am innocent. So apparently he's been getting blown up with all kinds of tweets about, hey, you piece of crap, I live in Brazil, it's great. And he's like, I have no idea. I'm sure he figured out what they were talking about.
That's smart on his part to say that now, in case he ever wants to visit Brazil or if he's ever forced to play a game there.
It's smart
for him to do that now.
He will be a hero now for everybody there. From the 682, I need to ask for forgiveness Friday, but I'm also an idiot. I was going to text in for my buddies an idiot, but I realized I was listening to a show from another day.
Oh, my God!
But I at least appreciate that they were still listening.
Yeah, you can text it. We get wild texts all the time. You're just like, they must be listening to this morning show.
By the way, Corey's favorite text, in case you're ever curious, Corey's favorite text is when you text something that is clearly meant for another human in your life, and it says something like, hey, did you need me to get bread and eggs? Or like, so are you coming over? And then Corey will just be like, I mean, maybe, what's up? And so like he will respond as if that text was directly to him.
It's
and
fun.
That is absolutely a fun time.
And you nailed it. That is one of my favorite moments. Is whenever I get about six of those a year where we get to really enjoy that moment of, hey, how are you doing?
Oh my gosh. Now, I don't know, I guess Shaquille O'Neal. Does Shaquille O'Neal need to ask for forgiveness? Because he was asked, who was the...
He lives here now.
I know. There's stuff coming out about him in the next few days.
Oh. He's going to be on the coaching staff?
No, business stuff.
With us?
Probably. I would.
Is he going to be on our show?
He's buying Odyssey?
He's buying Odyssey?
You know what? We'll find out. How about I say that?
That would be awesome.
That didn't tell me anything.
He has money.
He's like, these shows are going to be Shaq-tacular. Like, you know that's what he's going to say. So Shaq was asked, who's the worst NBA player of all time?
Oh, no. Did he say Eric Dampier? I feel like he...
He said, and this is confusing.
He's not going to say Sean Bradley because he's paralyzed.
No. Okay.
Well, he's going to...
I know.
He used to talk a lot of trash about him, so he's probably not anymore.
He said Rudy Gobert.
Oh, jeez.
And then he said Ben Simmons is another bum. And then Shaq insisted that there are so many people in the world with real jobs. And then he goes, there's a reason why I walk funny, why I can't turn my neck, and why I can't do it, because I played for $120 million. So you got guys like him that F the system over, and they're making all these this money, and they can't F and play. I don't respect guys like that.
Wow.
Okay, so he's like saying, who's the worst player that's getting paid a lot of money?
Yes.
Not who's the worst player in the NBA.
I would assume so. By the way,
even though Ben Simmons at this point might be.
I appreciate that he's like, he's a bum. Now, Rudy Gobert did respond and said, it's sad to see someone that has accomplished as much as you did, Shaq, both in sport and business, still triggered by another man's finances and accomplishments. I mean, Rudy Gobert did win Defensive Player of the Year 4 times, and he started COVID.
Yeah, in this current state of the league, he gets lots of rebounds, you know, and he gets paid to do that. So,
are you on Shaq's side?
I'm on both people's side in this instance because I could see it from Rudy's perspective. He's like, why are you being an old man yelling at the clouds right now? Because you didn't get paid more back in the day? But I understand that, you know, Shaq has all the rings that he can lay out on the table and say, this is why I did get paid.
He only has 4.
Yeah, well, I mean, how many does Rudy have?
0 in the NBA.
Who's better, Rudy Gobert or Rudy Rudiger?
Tomjanovich has 2 as a coach.
Rudy Tomjanovich. Which Rudy do you think is the best? Or Rudy's Barbecue.
Rudy's Barbecue is solid.
Yeah. And they have those giant Rice Krispies squares that you could use to kill a man. We're the KNC masterpiece, right? You shouldn't. I'm just saying, if you did.
You throw those hard, huh?
That's right. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. Coming up next, more of your shout-outs. But also, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Which player who switched teams in the offseason will make the biggest impact this NFL season? Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
Give it to Henry. Right side. Powers his way in. Touchdown, Ravens! Derrick Henry, touchdown number 1 as a Raven, touchdown number 1 of the 24 season.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. People have been asking. We got all kinds of giveaways today. If you want to enter for the opportunity to win some of that Cowboys swag, you do need to be here at Buffalo Wild Wings. If you want to enter for the Cowboys tickets, which will be given away later, we'd love for you to hang out as long as possible, but you do not still have to be here when the Cowboys tickets get given away. But you got to be here to sign up. Right now.
And you got to be here to drink Miller Lite and Coors Light for $4.
Is very true. And I see people are helping out with that cause.
Yes, sir.
Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go.
Man, I hope that came across over radio that people were doing that in the restaurant as well.
I could hear it.
By the way, thank you very much, Alec. Gridiron Gravy brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit RhinoShieldTX.com.
Kevin, I would like to start Gridiron Gravy.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you've seen this or not. That's the only reason I want to jump in real quick. Our Cincinnati Bengals reporter, Ben Baby.
Did you see what Zach Taylor said?
He said that Ja'Marr Chase said he will be a game-time decision on whether or not he plays Sunday. Said he's willing to play if a contract extension isn't in place. Today was the deadline he had in mind for the contract, but he calls himself a game-time decision for Sunday.
And Zach Taylor added, oh, hey, what about Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins? Are they going to play it? And he said, we'll see.
Okay, so they got Joe Burrow back.
I don't know.
But they might not have anybody to throw to. And now Tyler Boyd's down in Tennessee, so they don't have him to go to.
So Joe Burrow's probably like, hey, thanks a lot, guys.
And y'all got rid of Joe Mixon, so good luck to me.
They have T. Higgins, right?
Well, but he also might not play.
I quit.
So there you go, Kevin. I wanted to tee off with that one.
We should maybe take the Bengals. I said they're going to make the playoffs. This doesn't sound too promising to start the year.
No, it does not.
Especially in a must-win situation.
Ooh, I like this from the 682. See you soon, fellas. Me and my dad are going to swing by before we catch our flight to Las Vegas.
Oh, nice.
Let's go.
What are you going to Vegas for?
Dude, I got to catch a flight to Arizona Sunday.
But today, got to catch a flight out to Allen for the Dallas Card Show.
Yeah.
Mike, have you kept track of your stats this year in calling games?
No clue.
All right, we're going to have to revisit that
at some
point.
We'll have to get your schedule
going
back.
It was much better in April and early May.
Because we're on a run right now. I don't want you to ruin it, Mike. So.
I was there for pre and post.
No, I don't count that. That's a different thing.
Yeah. All right.
So it's a different metric.
Uh-huh.
So I'm curious for y'all, is there a player who switched teams in the offseason that you think will make the biggest impact this year? So not necessarily a rookie, but like the ones who jump to mind, Derrick Henry, Kirk Cousins, Stephon Diggs. I mean, although it could go in any number of directions, is there a player that you think – I think they're going to make a huge impact on this team.
Well, I did think it was going to be Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And last night, whenever it came down to it, Lamar Jackson said, I'm running the ball late in the game, rather than him being the one that they could turn to. And I understand that because Justice Hill is their receiving back out of the backfield. You saw it last night. You know, Derrick Henry didn't look that great receiving out of the backfield. But I expected a little more of an impact. That offensive line is going to – the hole that they blew open for the touchdown, they're going to have to give him more of those type opportunities because he's not Lamar Jackson. He's not going to make two or three different cuts. He is going to steamroll somebody or he's going to run past them because the hole's big. That offensive line for the Ravens is going to have to have a different mindset for Derrick Henry. I really thought that would be a big difference maker. So that would have been my guess for you there, Kevin, and it wasn't last night.
You know why? It's a great question. Don't get me wrong here. The reason I don't like this question is it shows how little good players move in the NFL.
That's fair.
It's like when we do this with basketball or baseball, you can say
it's going to be Kevin Durant
Juan
or
Soto. You can do that. It's just the NFL, because free agency isn't meant for the best players.
Sure.
It's meant for the solid players.
Sure.
It's really tough to start looking at, like, I just clicked on Jacksonville. Like Gabe Davis. Could he have 1,000 yards this year and 8 touchdowns? For sure. I think that he will have 1,000 yards and probably 6 touchdowns. But is that, like, I don't know. Like, what wide – you named Diggs. I think Diggs is coming to the end of his career. I think I was asking you yesterday, Corey, about Tank Dell.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there's a good chance Tank Dell's their best receiver this year, and Diggs is their number two.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, I know Diggs said that he's still alive and he can still play football.
He goes, I didn't forget how to effing play football.
But guess what? We all get old.
But
old people forget how bad they get.
Yeah. I mean, Mike was just talking about how he can't do a flip. There is another name. Keenan Allen's a very interesting name for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if he and Caleb Williams are going to have an instant connection. Just in the preseason game that I saw with Caleb Williams, Romo Dunze, he had a really good connection with him very early. I don't know what it's like with him and DJ Moore, and I don't know how quickly he and Keenan Allen can get on the same page, but Keenan Allen can make some really big-time plays for you. So he could be a clutch possession receiver with those other two guys being big-time, dynamic, big-play players. So maybe Keenan Allen would be one of the guys on my list, too.
What about Josh Jacobs going to the Packers? That do anything for you?
You know who I was about to say right before you said that? Because you're naming a running back. Saquon Barkley if he's healthy.
That is a really good one, too.
Yeah.
I don't think
they're going to run him into the ground.
I've never been a huge Josh Jacobs fan.
Me either.
So I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying he's not good. I understand. But for some reason, I've just never been like, boy, that Josh Jacobs. And it doesn't mean he's bad. I've just he's never done anything for me, like, to get my juices flowing.
You know, one of the things, this is interesting. I listened to Reggie's show yesterday.
Oh, where were you? I thought we were on our show.
On the Odyssey app.
I went on the Odyssey app and ran it back so I could give it a listen. I listened to their opening segment. And they talked a lot about how last year, to supplement, they went and got a bunch of veterans to supplement the fact that they didn't have certain places. So they were heavy in free agency. During this offseason, they added Joe Mixon to that bunch down there, their running back. So that could be another one, because Joe Mixon's not just a running back. He's a dude that does really well catching out of the backfield, and that for Caleb Stroud. And I know Mike had mentioned earlier with Mahomes doing a really good job with his running backs out of the backfield too. Caleb Stroud could really benefit from having Joe Mixon, who can pick up big-time yards and be very effective in the passing game too.
I know this is a little bit different, but when I saw Pacheco, and I know he's not the best running back in the NFL.
C.J. Stroud, by the way.
Oh, what did he
say? Did I say Caleb again?
Yeah.
I've been saying that for 3 years now.
I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, I don't know why I keep saying Caleb.
There were two runs that made me think of the Cowboys on Sunday that Pacheco was running, not Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
They didn't make a good block, and he just planted his left foot and hopped. And then he planted his right foot and then shot through a hole into the left. And it was like a 7-yard gain. It wasn't, but I'm thinking that's a 3-yard loss for the Cowboys. Yeah. If the Cowboys block that play the way the Chiefs did and Ezekiel Elliott gets that ball, it's a 3-yard loss. So I get a lot of times people say running backs aren't worth the money. And I get not paying a lot of money for running backs. But I'm watching this 7th round pick dude who's quick and physical make a 7-yard gain out of a 3-yard loss. He's not the best running back in the NFL, but that's a 3-yard loss for Ezekiel Elliott. Maybe he falls forward and it's a negative 1-yard play, but
yeah.
I was just thinking of like, because maybe Cowboy fans right now are saying Ezekiel Elliott's going to make a big impact. I listened to Mickey.
Somebody joked, this is Mickey Spagnuolo, my vote is clearly Zeke Elliott.
And I'm just like, rude. I watch a couple plays going, maybe Rico Dowdle can make those cuts and then be physical through the hole, but I'm just not convinced he can. So anyways, last night watching that game, Pacheco's not a new player on a new team, but when you watch him and his impact that he had in the playoffs, I'm like, man, he looks like so far not going to run for 120 yards per game, but carries over to like he's a threat to the other team.
Now, since we talked with Jerry about Brazil earlier, the NFL is eyeing a return trip to Brazil in 2025. They also are looking to potentially send a game to Paris, Dublin, or Australia next season. Australia is the one I'm really curious about because I know, obviously, rugby is huge there. I'm curious what kind of crossover appeal. I have to admit I'm not familiar with like their football levels of interest and everything like that. And so that's an interesting one. So Paris, Dublin, or Australia, as well as your traditional, you know, London trip back to Brazil and everything like that.
How are they going to feed the players? Is it all kangaroo meat?
Shrimp on the barbie.
They have regular food there probably too, right? And I'm sorry if it's insulting that I said kangaroo is not regular food.
We did find out kangaroo, don't they have like disease. They're pretty disease riddled from our Frank Mir.
I'm going to just tell you a quick
story. I remember his name, but not C.J. Stroud.
I know this is not a football story. Several years ago, we had Frank Mir on before one of his fights, and he was talking about how, did you know, and I swear to God, this is a real quote. He said, do you know that a lot of the, I think he said koalas.
Okay, all right.
Have chlamydia. And he said chlamydia in Australia. Then Frank Mir not only lost that fight, he got popped for a drug test and got suspended for 2 years. But all I could think about was those kangaroos or those koala bears.
Yeah,
it was crazy, man. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. And coming up next,
I'm going to give some things away here, Kevin.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to give away some Cowboys gear.
I'm looking forward
courtesy
to that.
Courtesy of Miller Lite.
Just remember, I have a LaFleur card here. Maybe I'll give that to Broadus for LSU.
Because all your autograph cards are gone. Coming up next, though, you know it. You love it. Cowboys win because. Cowboys lose because. 877-881-1053. Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.